Can you turn life into a party? At a moment's notice? I experienced a few weeks ago that I can bring party to life. It was at my weekly exercise class. The teacher has 600 songs on his tablet. And we do everything to the music and the rhythm of the songs. You can use that to do the movements normally, or the way I do it, like a crazy breakdancer. Not the moves, just the temperament. I am getting old. But I used to dance like a breakdancer. No kidding. How you dance expresses who you are the most accurately. Of course within the boundaries of your physical intelligence. As a kinesthetic person, a former gymnast, a former athlete, mime, EFN underscore note someone who does pantomime. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=shu_zmc. https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=fjdmrgzb/cots/efn_note/etc. I am quite intelligent physically. That is why it was such a blow when I had to face the neurological symptoms the other day and the inevitable decline I foresaw. Thank God by mistake. Many of you who read this are more intelligent physically than intellectually. I am one of you. Of course the world seems to put all the emphasis on intellectual prowess. So to compensate you are spending most of your time in your head. In your mind, producing exactly no result. You need to create a life around your talents, around your strength, not around your weaknesses. I do. And I hope you think that I am not doing so bad, in spite of my intellect not being my strongest aspect. My claim to fame as an architect was that I was feeling IT. My claim to fame as a publisher was that I was feeling IT. And my claim to fame, as a whatever I am today, is that I am feeling IT. Start feeling what you are feeling. Not just what has words wrapped around to choke it. Lol. No, whatever you are feeling, words be damned. Then do whatever you'll do, but make sure you feel it first. If it makes sense to your body, then it makes sense. If your body say, huh? It may still make sense to the mind, but only rarely. When I read what you wrote, I can almost always tell when you wrote it from your mind, my body says, huh? I bet you carry your body as if it were only a vehicle, not smart, not part of you, only a source of pain or pleasure. How you dance is how you live. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. You dance with restraint. You dance trying to look good as you are doing it. Hell, you dance trying to do it right, or you just move, no rhyme and no reason to your dancing. You don't challenge yourself. You always do the same thing. Only your body is dancing but your mind is somewhere else. Your feet are moving, but you are not dancing. Hell, you are dutiful even when dancing. You abandon the dance in the middle. Something more important is calling your attention. You have self-doubts, am I doing the right thing? And so on and so forth. You'll get out of dancing as much as you put into it. Just like in everything. I can tell, from your results, how you dance. It is obvious to me. You can't hide. I got your number. Lol. P.S. I have two students that are an actual party, they are the life of the party. But in their unquote, other life unquote, they are fearful, tentative, and don't drive the party at all. One of the most important things you can do is to integrate your four areas of life. Health, wealth, love, happiness. The best way to do that is to bring your strength as the starting point in all four. And another, be the same person in all four areas. That is what integrates them. The beingness. The organizing principle is a beingness. If and when you integrate all around your strength, not strengths, on strength, you'll experience oneness with your life, oneness with yourself, oneness with all of life. That is heaven on earth. Truly. P.P.S. You are not your body. You are not your mind. And you are not your history. You are a self. Unless the self is dancing, you are not dancing. Some of you need to be able to learn this distinction, self. And learning to dance, or meditate, or read, or be in a relationship. You. Not your body. Not your mind. And not your self-interest that is only concerned with what you are getting out of it, or what you'll lose if you don't do whatever. You can get guided and learn, if you really want to, in the Skill Building Challenge. Skill Building Challenge. Okay, here is a secret. That unless you know it, unless you keep it in mind, you'll remain a wretch. The only way any doing skill will help you have a better life, if the person doing it is a better person. So, in my humble opinion, unless you work on the intangible skill of being the self, no skill will help you have a better life, be happier, etc. In the skill building challenge, you have three tiers. A project that has a specific measurable result. Something you can publicly fail at. A skill you practice while you are doing your project and your living. An organizing principle. Which is always a way of being, like caring, curious, generous, open, trusting. And is connected to a DNA capacity. One of those 192. You need to have all three. Don't want to? Then don't be in the challenge. Or if you already are, I'll kick you out. Not a threat, instead it's a promise.